WHCL, Clinton, New York. Dan Levinson's Roof Garden Jazz Band. That's spelled J-A-S-S. You know, the early spelling of jazz. And that was from 1998. That was when that was recorded. Palestina. Lena is the queen of Palestina just because she plays the concertina. She only knows one song. She plays it all day long. Sometimes she plays it wrong, but how they love it, want more of it. And I hope you want more of this. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior. Dan Levinson appears frequently with Vince Giordano's Nighthawks. They play every Monday night at Sophia's Restaurant in New York City. Since I don't have a computer working, I won't be able to give you any timetable, but just go in on 8 o'clock any Monday. It's right down there on Broadway at the Hotel Edison, Sophia's Restaurant, Club Cache, and it's $15 cover. You know, you can dance all night. Yes, you could. Well, at least 3 hours worth of it. Then you're on your own. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay there. And before that, the Canary Cottage Dance Orchestra, also arranged by Dan Levinson at the Ball. That's all. And nice to have a real recording of that tune. Other than just the soundtrack of Way Out West. And that has such a, yeah, that's it. We're going to continue now with some, I'm going to go a little French on you. French and, let's say international, because there is more than just that. But we're going to start with Pierre Lord singing with the Quintet of the Hot Club of France in 1935. Before I say that, Jonathan Mead was just in here checking in on me, and he does a great show Monday nights, 8 o'clock, always on, which is anywhere but here. And if you're anywhere but here, you're anywhere but WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. Here's 1935, Cocktails Pour Deux.
chez vous, dans un décor du meilleur goût. Nous commanderons en bavardant tout bas, de ci, de ça, des cocktails pour deux, en fumant une cigarette, au bruit d'exquises chansonnettes. Nos mains se joindront malgré nous lorsque l'on servira des cocktails pour deux. Si je perds la tête, mon cœur lui vous reste obéissant. Il s'intoxique de tendresse, c'est son principal agrément. Et tous les soirs comptant les jours, nous serons si gais, tous deux si gais, que notre sort en sera plus heureux, goûtant joyeux des cocktails pour deux. Dans un décor du meilleur goût, nous commanderons en bavardant tout bas, de ci, de ça, des cocktails pour deux, en fumant une cigarette, au son d'exquises chansonnettes. Nos mains se joindront malgré nous lorsque l'on servira des cocktails pour deux. Si je perds la tête, mon cœur lui vous reste obéissant. S'il s'intoxique de tendresse, c'est son principal agrément. Et tous les soirs comptant les jours, nous serons si gais, tous deux si gais, que notre sort en sera plus heureux, goûtant joyeux ces cocktails pour deux.
Mais puisqu'on en cause, je crois que si,
non,
si,
non.
Si j'osais de tout ceci vous faire ici, le récit raccourci, mais je n'ose. Si j'aime Suzie, je crois que Suzie
a pour quelque chose, elle aussi.
Il faut m'excuser si je suis nerveux et comme grisé ce soir.
Mais tous les aveux sont autorisés. On comble son vœu d'espoir.
Si j'aime Suzie, je crois que Suzie
a pour vous quelque chose.
J'étais loin d'ici, rongé de soucis, le cœur tout morose, et voici que tout d'un tout s'adoucit,
tout s'éclaircit, et tout nous réussit, tout est rose.
Si j'aime Suzie, je crois que tu dis
a pour vous quelque chose, elle aussi.
That record. I don't know what any of that means, but I like the title. Si j'aime Suzie, 1933, Jean Sablon and Elaine de Cruz. And I've probably mangled that because I took 2 years of French, none of which stuck. So I'll just try to work through that as best I can. But I felt like playing that tonight. I just was in the mood for that. Carlos Molina's Tango Orchestra before that. Very familiar tune. Not as familiar a name. La Comparsita, 1930. Yes. You know, that's the one you always hear, but that's pre-Hernando's Hideaway. That's the good stuff right there. And Pierre Lord with the Quintet of the Hot Club of France. Django was on a couple of those. You heard him in there. How could you miss him? Cocktails Pour Deux. I'm just going to get bad. I know I've got French listeners who are going to hate me now. 1935, originally an ultraphone. That's good. I like that. I like hearing that song in French because, I try to sing it in English and it just gets all messed up. So this is Radiola, and it's not too messed up tonight. It's going well here on WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. This is Radiola. Thanks so much for listening and streaming tonight. And I know you're out there, but I just don't know how many. And that's because the computer in the studio is dead. It's, just put your hand over your heart and, say a few words. It's gone. We're going to get another one eventually. But so I'm just mouthing off without any reference to anything in the outside world except my own sick and twisted imagination. And there's plenty of that to go around. Here's and before I get into this, possibly next week, or possibly if this is still a preseason next week, we'll hear Mark Fuller at 6. You'll hear me at 8 because I'm a barnacle. I'm stuck to the spot here, but I hope you hear Mark Fuller next week at 6 with Retro Country, and soon you will hear him with Retro Radio at 8 on Saturdays here on WHCL. And I told you the rest of it before. Here's Al Lentz and his orchestra doing his Owl imitation, and doing a good job of it, too, in 1927. Who? You, that's who.
Well, who did it? We did it. Dream, honey, and me. said a cop on the bumper. And I said,
I didn't do it.
She said,
well, I didn't do it.
But the judge said,
go.
Boy, that's hot, and I know who made that sound, too. That was a real hot sound coming from the West End Jazz Band, their latest CD, which, of course, is Sunny Side Up. And there are links to that on my Radio blog, too, and more about that soon. But you know how to find that. I told you already about three times. Of course, sometimes I have to tell a lot of people a lot of things a lot of times, but, you know, type Radio into Google and all that. But Radio blog, you'll find that link to that, to Rivermont, Brian Wright's most excellent label for reissue and new jazz that lives and keeps the spirit of the old jazz. Just a remarkable effort from Brian Wright and a remarkable effort from the Beasons and their group, West End Jazz Band, Stockholm Stomp. Yes. Oh, boy. And Brian also reissues the great big broadcast CDs that are now number four, and we'll keep. I'm sure they'll go on to an inordinate and unwieldy number. Let's hope they do, because they're marvelous. Those are, of course, compiled by Rich Connolly, and his show's on. Well, you find his show on the Radiola blog too, and Randy Bryan's show, and you'll find out about Ray Smith and Rob Bamberger, and it just goes on and on, and all those groups. They're all linked, so, you know, I've got more links than Jimmy Dean has sausages, and they're links, too. So before that, we had Johnny Johnson and the Statler Pennsylvanians, a rather crunchy Victor sound there, like 11 miles of bad road, but still, that record is not at all bad. That's one of my favorites. We, My Honey and Me, 1927, beginning with Al Lentz on a, that was a Victor. Well, this was a Viva Tonal. That's why it was clean. Al Lentz and his orchestra, Yoo-Hoo, that's Hoo-Hoo. And he was imitating an owl, and somebody was imitating Venuti and Lang on there. So a lot of, but what a record, 1927. We're going to take it down about eight notches for I have to do that too. I get hyper, as you can tell. Here's Coleman Hawkins in 1934, Stanley Black on the piano, playing in Britain, of course. Love this song, love this recording of it. Lost in a Fog.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that was Sidney Bechet's group there, the New Orleans Feet Warmers, basically a studio group, I'm guessing, at that time, 1932. I Found a New Baby. Personnel lists just flee right out of my brain, and I don't have any computerized any wherewithal. When they get the next computer in here, I may install a quick version of the Brian Rust's jazz records on it to consult so that I don't look like I'm, you know, just spouting. But that pianist was, I might have been, it was, I don't think it was Fats, but it was good. Whoever, that was, I think, maybe that was the guy Fats hired for a while back in the 30s. That just sort of dim recollection in my mind. Before that, a pianist whom I know, most definitely who it is, because who wouldn't, James P. Johnson, What Is This Thing Called Love, 1930. And, oh, yeah, very nice. I applied a little noise reduction to that because the reissue that came out in the 90s was so, I would say it, 10 miles of bad road is putting it kindly, but I managed to clean it up without damaging too much, which was my aim after all. Before that, Coleman Hawkins, Stanley Black on the piano, 1934, Lost in a Fog. And, well, you can get lost in a fog tonight. I hope this music is warming it up, though. I mean, I hope it's making the transitional period between the silly season and the serious season more tolerable and pleasant. And that's the main thing. You have to get into it. You know, that's true. When you get into the fall, suddenly you feel like doing stuff and you're more serious, and it's not a bad feeling at all. It's not generally not a bad feeling. It was a bad feeling for me as a youngster, but now, yes, it just my brain is set to all kinds of schemes and projects, some of which will reach fruition and others of which will die on the vine, as you'd expect. I'm Andy Senior, and a lot of things die on the vine, but not radiola, because we're going strong. WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Great pianist here, too, recording overseas, I think in Paris. Garland Wilson, and Nina Mae McKinney is the vocalist here. In 1932, Minnie the Moocher's Wedding Day. Yeah.
There's something in the air that makes them feel that way. Oh, yeah, man, I heard somebody say, Minnie the Moocher's wedding day. Old Cokie Joe, he's so happy he can hardly wait. Why, he spent $1 million just for his wedding cake. Oh, yeah, man, I heard somebody say, Minnie the Moocher's wedding day, you better come on down, down to Chinatown. You better come on down, show you how to kick your gong around. 1 million cokies singing hardy, hardy, hey. Oh, the king of sweetin's gonna give the bride away. Oh, yeah, man, I heard somebody say, oh, Minnie the Moocher's wedding day. When folks down in Chinatown start acting gay, there's something in the air that makes them feel that way. Oh, yeah, man, I heard somebody say, Minnie the Moocher's wedding day. Old Cokie Joe, he's so happy he can hardly wait. Why, he spent $1 million for the wedding cake. Oh, yeah, man, I heard somebody say, Minnie the Moocher's wedding day, you better come on down, down to Chinatown. Oh, you better come on down, show you how to kick your gong around. a million cokies singing, hi-dee, hi-dee, hey. The King of Sweden's gonna give the bride away. Oh, yeah, man, I heard somebody say, Minnie the Moocher's wedding.
Drop Me Off in Harlem. That was Duke Ellington, of course, 1933. Lovely. Oh, I love that record. Just love it. Sort of a mini theme in this set. We began with Garland Wilson, Nina Mae McKinney, recording overseas somewhere. Minnie the Moocher's Wedding Day, 1932. Then Phil Ohman and his orchestra. Yeah, you heard his piano in there. Top Hat, White Tie and Tails, 1935. And Duke Ellington, Drop Me Off in Harlem. Well, where else would you have Minnie the Moocher's wedding? Well, maybe Chinatown, but, at least they could have the reception there. This is Radio Olin. I hope your reception is good tonight. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and thanks so much for listening. It's the last blast of summer, maybe we'll have another preseason next week. I don't know. If so, tune in early to 6 p.m. to Mark Fuller, and you'll enjoy that, too. And listen late, because the Gray Fox is coming in right at 10. Here's Steve Washington and his orchestra, 1933, Blue River.
Thank you. right, he's such a stranger town. Don't you be no fool and don't you break a rule. You know darn well the lady's in love with you. Guzzly, 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 guzz. Take a look in a pretty picture book. She don't keep you waiting, no hesitating. Can't you see, don't you know, the lady's in love with you. And when your friend give you a buzz on the line, you come on over and dine. Get here to yourself, don't want to whine. You got no time, you got no time. Now here's the way it stands. You have a man tied up all on your hands. The lucky little lady is really in love with you.
And when your friends ask you over to join their table, but she picks a faraway booth for two.
Have a look, take a look,
yes,
can't you see?
It's just how it stands. Boy, you've got romance on your hands, boy.
The lady's in love. The lady's in love, with you.
Yes, you've got romance on your hands, so whatever you do, don't serve if you're in a romance, in the mode there of... Yes, indeed. If you have romance on your hands, wash your hands because it's a health violation. The Board of Health will come down in your restaurant and you'll be, you get a demerit for that. So, but the lady's in love with you, so that's all that should matter. Slim and Slam, 1939. I love that record. Very nice. It's nice if you have a lady in love with you or whatever you want in love with you. If you want, anything that you want in love with you, may that also come true for you. And before that, Steve Washington, his orchestra, Benny Goodman's in there, definitely. Blue River, 1933, and that is hot stuff. I gotta say it. I love that. I love that one. And this is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm heading out in a few minutes. But I gotta tell you, you're gonna hear Walkabout with Gray Fox after I leave, and I trust you will enjoy that. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Radiola's on every week. I'll be on next week, unless there's a martial law takeover or something. And we're hoping that's not going to happen. With any luck, we'll be on and functioning. Even in the event of martial law, I'll just go on and do my regular show and no one will notice. Here's Edgar Hayes, the best recording of this song you'll ever hear from 1938. In the mood.
Thank you.
WHCL, Clinton, New York.